In a game last night marred by errors and Iron Pig mistakes, Cedric Hunter provided some of the few moments of hope for Lehigh Valley, driving in all three runs on a 3-for-3 performance with three extra base hits, reaching safely in all four plate appearances. Many, including all of us on the broadcast team here, called it his breakout game as an Iron Pig. Since coming to Lehigh Valley from Philadelphia back on April 18th, Hunter had been outrighted off the Phillies' 40-man roster while only driving in one run. With his average up more than 70 points after last night's performance, now 367 in 10 AAA games, I asked Cedric earlier today how he would put into words his performance last night.
It's a process. You know, I got sent down for a reason, and I'm trying to take it that way. You know, I'm really trying to make adjustments and really just work on my game. And it takes time for things to click, and, you know, I felt like yesterday it felt pretty good.
Is it safe to say that it's a result of you feeling maybe a little more comfortable being sent down to AAA and your first time here in Lehigh Valley?
First of all, I was a good hitting coach, like you said. getting the sit-down part doesn't really have anything to do with it. Of course, it sucks to get sent down, you know, but it's a good group here. I knew once I got here, you know, I would be comfortable. I knew that it would be tough at the same time. You know, mentally, it kind of feels like you go from a 58 to the bat of 3A. But the love for the game is still there. You know, I feel like I said, I just have to make the adjustments here. You know, that's what they told me when I got sent down, and I respect it.
Cedric Hunter joining us here on the AT&T pregame show. You're a non-roster invite to Philly's spring camp. I think most people had you penciled in for here and didn't expect you to make the team out of camp. Were you surprised, like everybody else was, that you made the opening day roster?
No, my expectations were what happened, you know, and I'm pretty sure, you know, plenty of guys, you know, felt that way, you know, like a David Lowe, you know, a lot of guys that got non-roster invites but did pretty well in big league camp. You know, we all had the expectations to go out there and surprise the organization. Of course, when I actually made the team, I was, you know, very shocked, you know, surreal feeling. But, you know, during the time of trying to make the team, I wasn't shocked at all. You know, it's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to show that, you know, I can be a part of this organization and do my part.
You hadn't played in a big league game since 2011. You started the season then playing in six games with the San Diego Padres. So it's been a little over 4 years for you since you played in the major leagues. I'd imagine that was quite the rewarding experience for you hearing that to start this season. How exactly did they go about telling you that you were on the opening day roster?
Pete can be a jokester, man. He definitely has a personality that I love. You know, he brings a certain style to the game, you know, managing wise, that makes you feel comfortable. And he kind of just brought me aside and he goes, Cedric, do you think you deserve to make the team? And I was, you know, my response is absolutely. Absolutely do. And he goes, well, we'll see. We'll see. Nothing else.
And that's it?
Yep.
And then the next thing, I guess, how long of a period of time before you then officially found out after that?
I found out pretty shortly after that I made the team. And he just kind of came up to me and said, hey, man, congrats. You made the team. You know, go out there, relax, have some fun. That was about it.
Now, what's the next step after that? It's been a while for you, as we mentioned before, since you had made it. So what's the next step after that? You go and tell your family? What's that like?
Yeah, I mean, of course, tell my family. You know, think about it. They were already texting me before I told them. I guess, you know, MLB had the alerts and stuff, you know, Philly on the website and whatnot. But just told my family and friends, and, you know, they all showed me love. You know, it was exciting.
Cedric Hunter is here with us before tonight's matchup versus Pawtucket. You start the season after finding out that you make the major league camp. You get a couple weeks up there at the big league level, and then you're sent down to AAA. Were you surprised at all how quickly that happened, that you ended up back down here?
No, because quite frankly, I wasn't doing it up there. Just going into, like, preparation for the big leagues is totally different. You know, those teams – have scouts out there that watch you every game during spring training or, you know, whatever games they come to. And, you know, I didn't know first game of the year I was going to have a shift on me, you know. And, you know, those guys really know how to perfect, you know, pitching you into that shift. So, it was tough, man. A lot of hard hit balls right at people, you know. But at the same time, I wasn't able to make that quick adjustment while I was up there. And that's what I had to realize now while I'm down here, that I have to go the other way. I have to start bunting more. I have to do something to defect that shift to a point where they kind of start moving back. And that's what I'm down here really working on, man, just trying to, you know, be more selective at the plate, you know, walk more. But at the same time, let the ball get to me. You know, I felt like up there, had a lot of pulled foul balls, a lot of balls hit to the right side of the field, not much to the left. And, you know, it's very easy to pretty much predict what you're going to do, you know, when you're hitting the ball to one side of the field. So I really, you know, down here, I'm really just trying to work on, you know, really seeing the ball longer, trusting that I can hit that pitch no matter how deep it is, and just not try to be, you know, a guy that sees a ball and just swings. Like, actually see the ball come to me and hit it where I want to hit it.
So you've never really seen a shift much at all in your career then?
No. I mean, I started seeing it a little bit last year, but that was, you know, that was only teams that we played a lot. And, you know, a team like Durham would shift on me a little bit. Norfolk really wouldn't shift that much. Charlotte would do it sometimes, but, you know, I didn't see it on a regular basis. And, you know, those hits that I would regularly get, you know, between first and second, or, you know, maybe a line drive over the second baseman's head. Now that guy's playing in the outfield, you know, or a ball right up the middle that you're taught, you know, the rule of thumb of baseball, hit the ball at the middle, hit the ball in the middle. Well, the shortstop's playing right behind the pitcher now. So now it kind of messes with you a little bit once you get out a couple of times and you succeeded on what you wanted to do at the plate. You hit the ball hard, you know, it's kind of out of your hands after that. But, you know, at the same time, it's not out of your hands. You can adjust. And at the time being, I just tried to kind of ride it out. I thought sooner or later, you know, it would click, but it didn't. And, you know, I'm down here for a reason. You know, Pete told me, you know, you had some hard, tough luck. I've seen you hit a lot of balls hard, but at the same time, you need to make your adjustments.
So let me ask you this then, since there's been such talk about it and such controversy about it, do you think they should take the shift out of the game of baseball?
Of course I do, but, you know, that's just me speaking as a player. You know, the only reason why I say that is because, you know, a position is a position. If you play short, you play short. You play second, you play second. You can't play short and play center, you know, right center, you know, in my eyes. But at the same time, you know, I can't go out there and complain about it. I gotta make my adjustments as a player and just, you know, suck it up.
Cedric Hunter is here with us on the AT&T pregame show. The other day I talked to Dominic Brown. He said he grew up with you, that he's remained friendly with you throughout the entire process. And he said that he specifically came here early the other day to walk through the clubhouse and talk to guys like you. You were, in fact, the first name that he mentioned.
Yeah.
What did Dominic Brown say to you the other day?
You know, he just talking to me. You know, congratulating me about making the team and everything. And, you know, it's kind of just gave me some encouragement, you know, how to keep my head up and how he's kind of been through the same process. And, you know, we are boys, man. We've been really good friends for over 5-6 years now. And, you know, I played against him in high school. So, you know, just kind of that relationship is really, you know, really tight between me and him. And, you know, I did the same, you know, once he got sent down, you know, last year or whatnot, and I came over here. You know, we just had talks, man, just talk about, you know, what happened, the situation. And at the same time, just, you know, realize that you're still playing.
Last question for you, Cedric. You came into the league drafted as a third-round pick by the Padres in 2006. You were a top prospect kind of guy. You don't go in the third round without being a coveted player. Did you ever envision this long process that it has been to get to the big league level?
Of course not. Of course not. Especially with the big start I had with that organization, man. You know, things really took off quick. And, you know, my expectations was, you know, try to get to the big leagues before 21. Try to get there at 21. You know, wherever it is, something crazy, you know. But things happen for a reason. You know, I feel like God puts things in place, you know, for a reason. And like I said, I'm not going to take this, you know, opportunity for granted or this lifestyle for granted. I still love my life. You know, if it's 10 years in the minor leagues or, you know, 10 years in the big leagues, you know, it's a lot of people that wish they could do it. And, you know, you got to realize that when you wake up.
Now in his 11th season in pro ball, Hunter has spent just 2 stints in the major leagues, playing in just 19 total games. His career major league batting average is just 105.